Sehr nicht besser, die Maria von Münster Kirche, sie sehr nicht besser, die Elschene, das ist ja schon fraulich, die Frau Schleim, vom Saum in Brescia, die Frau Schleim noch im Ende in Wiener. We also want to mention the Ptira of Dr. Mitchell Orlean, taught here in the yeshiva for many, many years. I knew him very well for many, many years. He's four sons that he had. Rabbi Uri Orlean is presently in the yeshiva. The other sons all attended yeshiva here and are in different places. He's a very, very fine man. I knew him many summers in Camp Marashah. He was, he was there. He had the library in the camp library. He was a very big scholar in Hebraica. I remember once he told me he had some interaction with Ratzi Pesach Frank, talking about Bishul on Shabbos. But he was a very, very fine person. This is a scholar, Talmud Chacham, Yirei Shamayim, and it's a tremendous loss to Klal Yisrael, and the Neshama should have an aliyah and rise today, and then the commentary as well. Okay, we are in packet 13 in the Shiurei Bittul Bisurim So we said there are different. Yesterday we got through talking about Chal. The Chal is 59, and we did the Rashba Shita and the Rambam Shita. Rashba Shita is a 360, it's just the 59 plus 1 is 60. And the Rashba's and the Rambam Shita is no, there's a din, a new din here. That Isuri Rabbanon are batel in 59. Okay. And continuing, here in the discussion of different shiurim. Okay, so let's look here on page 10. The Yisra says on page 10, Dover HaNasa L'tam. The spices. So say the Tavlin Umelach is Shel Hektish, I feel mistabiene but half shuffle piece of mino bottle hoch is the tam ain bottle but something that's a vidal tam is not bottle and gamishum shem spashe tam ol yosem shishim right in other words but we say shishim is the din of tam that's stomach the milsa is the shishim but you can have something that is more potent Then shishim, and then shishim won't be good enough. Shishim won't be good enough. So that's what he says over here. Dover hanasa latam. So dover charif hanasa latam by spices. He put spices in the dish, so it's made for tam. So therefore, it's not bottle. He says, "Dafka l'mokum tamo." There was maybe the time goes to 70, 90, 100. So that's what the Yosef Hetz writes. So if you look in the Pri Megadim on page 12, says, "Hinei kaim lekol yisum shematov b'teilu b'shishim. Yisum sha'al pi harov, kol shishishim ein no sein tam. Mi lufamim no sein tam yosef b'shishim." Right? V'yesh drom shem b'teilu v'afil b'elos. Ketzed v'am David l'tam ein batel. V'chein dover hamamid ein batel. Right? In other words, say you're making cheese, and you put something, an agent in the cheese that will cause the milk to change its form. And it say it's treif, but you have shishim of milk connected this acidic substance that you put in, which was treif. So it doesn't matter that there's shishim, because since it changes the whole tzura. So that's called Dovah Mamid, and Dovah Mamid is Einobot. That's a separate halacha we'll be seeing, Rez Hashem. Could be that's only a din the Rabbanan, but Pashas. Dovah Mamid Einobot. So now let's take a look at the Ran on page 13, where he also speaks about this idea of Dovah Hashem. Page 13. So he writes here, the second arrow. Well, the Indian min b'shein aminu kol hechesh and tzav gufu yoiv time afil be'elof osur midarais. So he writes here that if it's Yoiv Taima, it's not Batal Afil Be'elef, and it's all. And also be the rice. Well, so that's so he says that it's not Batal Afil Be'elef, and it's also be the rice. So the Shaila is, does everyone agree that it's a din d'oraisa? So let's take a look in the Sefer Yad Yehuda. Yad Yehuda, so that's a classic Sefer in Yoredeya. Rabbi Nachum Sauer from L.A., he likes to, and he was learning every day. That was like one of his go-to far. I used it sometimes, not as much as he used. But so in the Yad Yehuda Bayis HaKotzer, he says, Kosov HaShach B'Sem Yisuf Heter, D'chol U'mal B'Shishim Eina Oser El B'Drabana. So the Shach claims from the Yisuf Heter that something that gives time beyond shishim is not an issur d'oraisa. So shishim is the cutoff point. And after shishim, even if you give us time, so maybe it's considered a time kolosh. And it'll only be an issur d'rabbana. But das haran, we saw as d'oraisa. Chay mashmos aposim zulus im enkuf. So he says that the Shach claims in the Issur Heter that it's only a Din D'Rabbana. And the Ram writes Beferish, it's a Din D'Oraisa. So we have to see more. What kind of halacha is this? Is it Din D'Oraisa or Din the idea of giving time beyond shishim. So let's take a look. Where should we take a look? See, better look here. Let's take a look at the Bari HaShulchan. This is also an excellent sefer. The Five of Cohen. He wrote his farm on his first sefer on Hilchos Nida, a Bari HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah style sefer. But there's a sefer before called Gufi Halachas. That was in the Mishnah Berurah style sefer. And I knew the Mechaber, the Chronos Zatzal. We never met, but we used to speak on the phone. Victor Mechachem in Williamsburg unfortunately passed away. You know, younger than we would have liked it, and he wrote, but that became controversial because he called the sefer Mishnah Berurah HaChadosh. So people got upset that he called it Mishnah Berurah. The Rafael Cohen called it Bali HaShulchan, so he didn't get was another controversy. On page 25, it says, so he wants to say like this, that the Ran that says that it's Dindaraisa, he's not speaking about Tavlin. He's speaking about regular food that has a strong taste to it. Like, you can have some vegetables. We're going to see in Bez Hashem, we learn the Indian of Dover Charif, that certain things are so Charif that when an animal would eat it, it would make the acidity would cause a hole in the stomach. It would make a trefa. You know, but it's not a tavlin. It's the food itself. So he says, Duran, lo mayim meaning tavlin, ela b'machal shenosin tam b'yosim b'shishim. You do divrei isav hedusham efshel farshom rachal tavlin, the domain. She digesh tam tavlin atzim rachshem mashpichim heim as tam hatavshu. In other words, he wants to say maybe it's not. In other words, till then we want to say like the Yad Yehuda, it's machlokes. Whether the din of avida the taima yosef mishishim is a din daraisa like the Ran or a din the rabbanon like the isav heter. So the five of Cohen wants to say maybe it's not a machlokes. And the kavosh chilachnu b'zem b'fnim b'shem Yad Yehuda. And he quotes the Yad Yehuda also says in some place. That one is talking, it depends on what you're referring to. Yeah, if you look in the Bali HaShulchan itself, Yesha Kosu, and this is refers to the Yerushalayim base issue. The Rakh Melech and Tavla, she is in a potato, a field of elf. Of all Sham, meaning she knows them who talk at Tavshal Latim, who go to Shuman, 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 etc. So he wants to say that maybe the Ran is talking about a machal that has a strong taste, but that's a deraisa. The Isser Heter, maybe he's only talking about a tavlin So the tavlin causes the food to be, brings out the taste of the food. But so that you can taste the food. After the first rakal tavlin domain, she inergesh tam a tavlin atzma rakshe mashpichim heim as tam a tavshil. So maybe that is a dinder abonu. Fizeh haya mokum lomar dolo pli heran va isum heter. That what? That if the food itself has this sharp taste, and beyond shishim, that'll be a din d'oraisa. But if it's just tavlin, so tavlin really it's salt, like salt doesn't have taste, so it brings out the taste of the food. But sometimes beyond shishim, but that taste that it'll bring out beyond shishim maybe won't be so significant, so therefore it'll only be midraban. When the food itself has the tam, so in itself it's strong. So it doesn't need a clear, you know, something to aid its tam to be projected like that. Maybe not.
When we talk about we say that if you cook the tavlin inside, so then you can reset the clock, and now you have to wait even more time. So is it saying that's also derabanan? The tavlin brings out the time.
The tavlin brings out the time. So the tavlin brings out the time.
The minimum
waits more. The minimum waits more. Maybe. Enough money. I just want to see in the issue of the Hefter section. Okay, so that's the discussion of the Prima God. Okay, so that's what it is. What it is. Now let's take a look. On page 16, in the basis of page 16, it says Tosfos on the bottom. Umikan yesh lochiach the tavlin habluim mecholav chelav umidam. Say you had a blia of salt, you have salt, and say the salt was cooked with, okay, cooked maybe is not, whatever. There's tam dam in the salt or the pepper, whatever. So now when you put the salt in another food, you're going to taste it, you know, stronger than the regular. The dam will be a certain shear, but if dam is nivla in something that's itself is a vidla taima, now it's going to be able to go further. So what's the story? So do you have to, do you need shishim keneged, you know, to mavato what the dam would have been had it not been in the salt? Or what it is asher husham now? He says, "Mikan yesh lochir tavna blum michrelev o bitam v'nof luchdem as badle m'shishim avgam nosim tam afil be'elaf mutu de'ena chomer mina iser hanivla behem." In other words, here it piggybacked on the salt. So the man, he thinks that you don't need shishim keneged what it is now, because the ma'isa. We'll see that there's a klal is you can't be more chomer than the garim itself. If dam itself, salt itself is mutter, and dam itself is also, but it's b'shishim. So now this is going to be garim, it should be more than shishim, you know, because the whole garim is his bottle b'shishim. So if the whole garim is bottle b'shishim, so he only, the Tosfos writes, he only needs shishim, keneged, the Dover Habalua that was Gorim the Issur. And let's take a look in the Sefer Truma from Beinu Baruch of Germaiza. Beinu Baruch of Germaiza. So I was at a wedding last night, so the MC, whose name is Baruch, he called me up. He said he likes the name. So I'll say, nah, I like the name. Okay. So he says like this. He says, Hilkach melech habalu amidam, begun shir mi melech vasa, the sobek David, nishishim kidei shir shal melech hakol mutter, yeah. So we know that there's a din of Hanan, that if something has a bliyah, so you need Shishim Keneged the. Right, if you have a potato and then you have treif in the potato, so if you hold Hanan, Mashari Surim, like a Benatan, then you need Shishim Keneged the whole potato. So what if you have melech that's balua from dam? It's in the kedera, and you have shishim kedei shir shel melech hakol muter. It's our kosher. I'll be shem melech nasa deveilah. We can have a diet of melech kosher time in kedera. I'll be yosim melech. We have kol muter. If you ain't a melech cholach leesra yosir, we have kul adover hanivla. Midam or neveil ha'asa. That's the spot of shishim. Elo did melech asa and melech shal hektish shal barzara shal also be called after the sinus tamash. It's a yosim elf. See, if the melech itself is a dover asa, it's shal of barzara shal hektish. So then it's going to answer as much as you know yosim elf. But here you have a belia of dam in the melach. So the melach is nas in the veva. So then you need shishim connected to all the veva, the melach. But the melach is going to give time beyond that. But that's a similar thing to what we said before in Tosis, that if the Gorim is the Dam, and the Dam is going to be Batal Mashishim, okay, but that's his avail, it'll be Batal Mashishim of the whole Chaticha, but it's not going to, but now the fact that the Melech has its own abilities to give Taham beyond that, that doesn't matter because as long as you can have shishim, okay. So you really need shishim connected the dam. But here it's not just the veil, so you need shishim connected all the melech. But that's it. You don't need shishim. You don't say, well, it's not going to be batel because now it piggybacked on the melech, and the melech is no sitan beyond shishim because it's not going to. We can't exceed the Goyim. If the Goyim is bottled, then this is not going to exceed the Goyim. So he says, Hilkach again. Melech abulu midam. Shiruim mi melech basar. Right. In other words, you have you salted meat, and then it came out, and you have the melech brought the batam out, so you have salty. Salty blood and salty and bloody salt, and then that fell into a kedera. You may shishim in a shir shal melech. So all you need is shishim connected the melech. That melech is like the chaticha. I call mutter. It's our yosher. Afal pisha melech nasas the veila. And the melech is still no same time more. Apiosim melech. Still have a call mutter. Fishenu melech chol chlasa yosher ibaya kulo dover hanivlo mit. Midam or the veil had also that's the spot of shishim veil the melech also the melech shall hektiv shall hazar shall also bechol the Sinas Tamash is a Yosef Elch. Loshim Raya the Melech Shabalu Bibasar. Otavlu Chadaku Bibucha Shal Basim Nasal Bibelch Batavshil Bichel Itka Elch Abalu Bichelavo. Odachu Bibucha Shal Chel Vitzanu Batavshil Basit Lekla Bishre Hashemim Shum Dehavinat Parnat. Okay, that's something else. We're not going to talk about that now. But that's the idea. Ein Hanasa Also Yosef. So, of course, you're going to need maybe more than the regular dam, which is balua in the melach. But that's it, more than the physical dam. But the fact that the melach is nosing tam beyond that, so now you're going to taste the dam beyond that, but the dam is already batel in shishim of itself, or the shishim of the melach. The fact that the melach gives more, but it only gave more because of the dam. See, if the melach itself is a davar issur, not because of a blia in the melach, the melech is a shell of Orizara, or something like that. So then the melech is a goof issur b'yatzvo. So then the fact that it's giving time beyond beyond shishim, that's going to be awesome. Okay, that is the here that the Rabbeinu Baruch says. Okay. And page 22 is that shach that we so quoted before. Because of his v'heter, the Hainu Midraban. Right? Do we have that as a v'heter in the packet? Okay. So we don't. Let's see. Okay, so what's that? What do we do? Yeah, page 11. The last of Shishim Negakol Atam Shalom, which is Kosov, Rabbi Natam Gufay, the Ena Mother's Vina, Osim is Rice of Shishim, Koshkin, based on the Spasa Tamo, the Osim Shishim, Dutam, Mashal, or Hoshim Tam, the Rice of Klau. Right, so that's the Yisuv Heter. It says, what if it gives tam beyond shishim, that's not a tam daraisa. In contrast to the Ram, who says that it is. And then Five of Cohen, if you call him the Yad Yehuda, maybe, is saying that maybe we can be mechalek and say that that when it's when the chavetz itself is strong, that could maybe be the raisa. And when it's not the chavetz itself, but it's just a tavlin, so then maybe that's only the rabban. But that shach is on page 22. It's because it was in the heta. Yeah, then that's this Ramah. This Ramah. The Dosh Tamba also Deva also Mitzar Atzmo feel well of Lobato. Kozmo Shemagishim Tamo. Because Mr. Vehesa, the Hainu Midraban. Maybe you're saying, like, you should tell me a little about him, we can't go. So he says, But if it's Baliya, then it's for sure not a problem because that's the Tosis and the Rabbeinu Baruch. But if it's but with the Tavlin, he says Afilu be'elof lo batil, and that says that's the Rabbanon. So that's what the Bali Ashokhu quotes it brings down. But maybe that the Rabbanon is only by Tavlin. The Tavlin Yarchishim is, I guess, more of a top kolish, and when it's the food item itself, that's the din of the Ram, that could be even a derais. Oh. Okay, let's take a look now. On page 18. Has an, okay, so what do you see today? We saw today concept of Milsavida at the time. Again, well, this packet is all about different shiurim that are not the regular shishim. So we had 59, maybe, and we had Yosef Elof. Now we're going to have the shiur of 61. 61. Not shishim, but 61. X, page 18. Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rav Idi bar Idi bar Gershon, Amar Rav Levi bar Kapart, Amar Tanchum, Rav Shimon Zalkin Echim, Rav Yom Shmein, Beitzim B'Shishim Asura, B'Shishim V'Achas Muteres. So there's a new Shir Bittah, Shishim V'Achas. And the Torah says here, page 19, Beitzim Shishim Afroch, Otipas Dam, it has an afroach in it, or tipas dam, should is bashlay macheros. So you can shisha v'achas levat. So a non-kosher egg that was fertilized and it has a chick, or a tipas dam, and then it was cooked with others. You need shisha v'achas levat. Why? Because beitzim are not all the same. There's little smaller beitzim, so you have to. So you're going to just do shishim, and I'm having. Because what's the natural tendency to see how many count the eggs, count the kosher ones, count the non-kosher ones, 60 to 1. But it's not always the case because some eggs are bigger, some eggs are smaller. So therefore, for the to cover for the margin of error, because I'll say okay, so we'll do 61. And this way, it might be off a little the whole thing, but so therefore you'll have an extra one, 61. Is to get to 60, you know, but we're afraid if you just do counting, you're going to be off a little bit. So he says, "Beis sheish be'afroach atipas dam shi esparsham cheres sorok shishim ve'achas levatla fi sheish beitzim gedolus v'tanis l'fitcha chosifim beitzim achas asos hashmos midosa v'fitcha chimitzav v'metavshil batla b'shishim k'mashay surim v'sarba v'yovish etc." So that is the that's another shiur. And that's the Shulchan Aruch here. It says in Shulchan Aruch, page 20. Reitz shish b'afroach otipas dam shenis bashla imacheros sarach shishim ve'achas levatal pleitas. Okay. Then the next halach in Shulchan Aruch was the din where we saw chal misbatal. B'tisha v'chamishim. We discussed what that meant. Then let's see the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Ches, page 20. Kol ha'isurim ha'nogim b'zman hazeh, kulam b'zbat l'b'shishim. So he says, we have all these things that we mentioned, different shiurim, but the bottom line is, everything b'zman hazeh is b'zbat l'b'shishim. Let's see the shach, hafav, perish bein, Shal Torah Bein Shal Devarim, with the Tarais Kachos of Hatur Varashba, Deloka Rambam, which is over the Sum Shal Devarim, is Batam Chamishim Betisha, Kimon Chal. Right? So Rambam holds not that Rambam, but he's not holding like the Rambam. Because of the Mesir Shavnir Shadas Kol Aposkim Karashba, Bechain Poshut Pekamaduchti. that it's a din of shishim. So it says back in the Ramah, Novachom it's bePesach, which is b'mashu, v'yayin nesach, b'mashu kashen is b'ayim b'hil choseya. So let's see the shach, b'nechav zayin. Novachom it's b'loshon ator, Novachom it's bePesach, v'yayin nesach, v'tevel v'orla, sh'im lanu ato eitzik b'hev. So, says, what do you mean we don't have oral b'zman hazeh? We have oral b'zman hazeh, afilu even chutz la'aretz. And it's all over. In other words, that's what he means. It's not that we don't have asik b'hem in life. Hilchos tarovus, we're not speaking about that. Perish ha'prisha. To look at terazov. Vush, a cause of chutz me tevel for orlosh, ain't no ota isik bem, she ain't no gibbinatum. The other way is to say is that we don't, it's not knowing, binatum, vlodak. He says that's not the pshat. Adishmin harav orla, avogav the poshim in Mishnah. So why didn't he mention orla? There's a concept of orla bottle be matayim. So why wasn't that? So the post of Hillel Kamon, Shir the Orla, remember Mina with Masayim. F Shir the Tan of Shir, that's one Psha. Inami Loba and Loma Chutz become the Zenes of Shir Mimasha. In other words, it was those two, a Shir Mimasha. And then the Hanami. Yeah, there was another Shir, which is 200. Okay. So that's the story. So Orla Schutzlars. Orla Schutzlars. And the din is been of Masayim in Orla is amid Amino. The Mishain Amino is still Batal Bashish. Now, what's considered a something that's Avida L'Taima? So normally we think about Avidu L'Taima is like spices. So if you look in the Pesach Tshuva here, page 23. I behate b'shevataz l'in shuman. They say maybe yayin is not considered avid l'taima. Even though, you know, like my wife said to me the other day, you know, sometimes she puts some wine in the dish, you know. Cooking, you know, but some wine. Every once in a while you get a shayla, but then during the 9 days, somebody cooks something with wine, what the halacha is for the 9 days. So you do put wine in fatah, but it's still not a spice. Still not a spice. And then he quoted the Rambam, Perish Bishnayas,
page 24. He says,
a pilpul d'amim, enu kein, el chol dover shem mitzablim bo ha-tavshil, v'ashumim v'tzolim v'ashemim v'achobet v'ayay, kulam mikroim tavlet, ona muskabim v'tabal mehem, o muzum t'irozum v'tavshilo. So the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says that that anything when you put wine in a dish for to add some taste, so that's milsadav in the timer. So if you taste the wine, so then it's all bottle. But there's a daraisa, the Rambam, that's a question, but. It doesn't have to be. In other words, the Rambam is mechuluk with that opinion that the Pesach Tshuva quoted, that it's only been a problem. He says anything that you add to, you cook a dish and then you want to make the dish, you know, certain taste. It's a view of a timer. Even though it's not a tablet. Like last night, they had at the smorgasbord, they had this meat with the sauce on the meat. Yeah.
Those are meats.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. It was La Taima.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is the, and then the thing from Rafael Cohen, we did already. Rafael Cohen, you know, tremendous Omel. I mean, Zvi Goldberg once said he works in the Star K. We were together in Marsha Kollel here many years ago, but he now is in the Star K. He's pointing out how, you know, Rafael Cohen, you know, every, you know, he has to work, he worked on every prima gadim, every, you can't miss, you write a sefer like that, you can't miss, you can't say, okay, this prima gadim, we'll just skip over, no, every sitri tire, every prima gadim, every, you know, it's a big amelus, it's a big amelus, that he did, that he continues to do, so something to note. Habelus Batorah. So that's what the Sefer definitely represents. And Rabbi Eisenman from Passaic told me that Rafael Cohen, when he was writing the Sefer, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's how told him that you should give a psak on every, you should just say it's the Machlokes. You should give a psak on every issue in the Sefer. That's where Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is.
Sometimes he
just
said,
Okay, it's a tremendous contribution. You know, not everyone has to pass in like everything in the Sefer. But, as I said, it's a tremendous amelus. And his son wrote a similar type of. Sefer called Chalchas Ben Yomin and other parts of your day. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, Rabbi Say, so as Hashem, Monday we should continue B'siyata Nishmaya. Okay, so, and again, we should mention, as we did, the Eli Neshama of Rabbi Orleans and Bez Hashem, continue on Monday, Bez Hashem, Siyata Tshmaya.